Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, let's talk football. Ange Postecoglou's crystal ball proved right. Plenty of goals for Timmy Cahill in the World Cup qualifying game against Bangladesh last night.
Yeah, well, Ange Postecoglou had an advantage that you and I don't have. He knew what the tactics were going to be. It was pretty obvious. Get the ball to Tim Cahill and get him to do the rest in the sixth minute, in fact, it was, Fran. And Aaron Moy called a delicious free kick into the box, and there was Timmy Cahill, and he used his noggin, as he always does, 1-0. 13 minutes from half-time, he won a scrabble for the ball in front of the Bangladeshi goal that then completed the hat-trick 5 minutes later. Again, and it's obvious that Ange Postecoglou had used the old Tommy Hafey thing, get the ball to Timmy Cahill and get out of the way. He was latching onto another delicious pass from Moy. Milo Jednak got the other goal as Australia led 4-0 at half time. Thereafter, it was a case of just doing enough to keep the Bangladeshis out, completing the FIFA FIFO by getting out of Dhaka and getting away from all that tight security. And because of that difficult build up to the game, the Australians, you know, coming in at the last moment and trying to get out as fast as they could, Ange Postecoglou said he was reasonably happy. And for, you know, that's elated for most people by the Postecoglou standards. He was reasonably happy with the way his side played, particularly in the first half. Australia's now back on top of Pool B in this Asian qualifying section for the World Cup. The more so because Jordan lost to Kyrgyzstan overnight. The score there, 1-0. So the Socceroos on 15 points, Jordan on 13, and Kyrgyzstan on 11, Fran.
And let's talk cricket. Fast bowler Mitchell Johnson has bowed out. He says he's just not enjoying it anymore. It's not fun anymore. How much of a hole does this punch in the team? And where does he sit, really, in the pantheon of Australian fast bowlers?
Oh, well,
we
look,
love our fast bowlers.
He's a 313 test wicket-taking bowler. More than that, Fran, he had batsmen all around the world waking up in cold sweats. When he was on fire, life was pretty miserable for blokes whose job it was to go out and face him. Whether it be on the Wacker wicket, where he, of course, was a bit of a legend taking lots of wickets there, but he could do it in Brisbane, he could do it in Sydney, and he could do it in Melbourne. And where he sits, well, there's only three or four blokes in front of him, Dennis Lilly, Glenn McGrath and Shane Warne, in terms of the number of wickets taken. And the way he could turn a series, a test match on its head is people who can change games in an instant, they don't come along every summer. So he holds a very special place in Australian cricket. And I think he felt that yesterday when his teammates chaired him off the field. The big thing now for Australia is to find a replacement, and it's not going to be an easy thing at all, Fran.
No, meanwhile, things are looking better in golf. We'll talk about this at 7:30 because Adam Scott is back for the summer of golf. Talk to you at 7:30, Warwick.
Good on you, Fran.